News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Joel Rayburn, the former United States Special Envoy for Syria, former advisor to Donald Trump on military and diplomatic matters, former army officer and diplomat, he gave us his analysis a little earlier on the objectives for the US in Iran and how close it was to achieving those. And I began by asking him that as we come to the point where Donald Trump says military action may be getting towards a conclusion, what was the actual strategic objective from the US perspective, whatever about Israel, from the US perspective in originally getting involved?
Well, and Anton, I think from the US side, if we look at it at a military level first, the objectives were pretty clear and they've been coming for a long time. And that has to do with the nuclear program, which led to the initiation of Operation Midnight Hammer last June against the key nuclear sites. It also had to do with the Iranians' burgeoning ballistic missile arsenal, which was quite threatening and was being developed extensively with the assistance of China in particular. Their growing attack drone capability, which they've wielded since October 8th, really, the day after the October 7th attacks. And then also their support for their militant proxies beyond Iran's borders, especially Lebanese Hezbollah, Hamas, Islamic Jihad, the Iraqi militants, and the Houthis. All of those were posing a growing threat, which exploded, if you will, in October 7th, October 8th, and in the confrontation that followed. That certainly threatened Israel directly. It also threatened U.S. interests and activities in the region. It threatened other U.S. allies in a key way. And I think what was happening there, if we zoom out then at a strategic level, is that the Iranian regime under Ali Khamenei was making a power grab, if you will, to try to be hegemonic power in the Persian Gulf, be able to encircle almost the Arabian Peninsula, and then act like sort of blackmail the rest of the world, especially Europe and Asia, as sort of a Middle Eastern hegemon. And the fact that alongside that, they were developing a nuclear capability, I think made it a threat that just the U.S. couldn't ignore.
In amongst that spectrum of reasons, one of the things you highlight there is the burgeoning ballistic missile capacity, the drone capacity. Donald Trump has asserted that he believes that there was a direct threat that those weapons would be used against the US. A, do you believe that? And B, do you think he believes that?
Well, for sure, that missile and drone threat was being aimed against U.S. interests in the Middle East, against our diplomatic facilities, our military installations that were carrying on the war against ISIS, for example, or doing security assistance or defense for our allies. Short-range missiles, medium-range ballistic missiles used against us, our allies in Israel. In particular, the range of those, they were increasing the range of the different variants of those missiles over time so that, for example, their medium-range ballistic missiles already can range Europe. So if it got into a further conflict, the Iranians were a threat to European security as well. And what President Trump is talking about directly threatening the continental United States seems to be something that the Iranians also were interested in developing. They were reportedly testing or getting ready to test a space launch vehicle. You may not remember, but at the very beginning of the first Trump administration, they actually did that. They tested a space launch vehicle in 2017. And you test a space launch vehicle not because you're wanting to send rockets into space. You do it so you can develop an intercontinental ballistic missile, an ICBM, the kind that North Korea has been developing all the time. So yes, how far along they were in that testing, I don't know. Probably those details remain classified, but certainly based on what data points we've seen in the past, they had that ambition, for sure.
Final thing, Joel, diplomatically speaking, we have the Taoiseach going across to the White House for Patrick's Day. Our president has said that in her view, the actions that the US took in Iran, now I'm paraphrasing slightly, but she said that the conflict in Iran was in breach of international law. Do you think that our president's statement is something that will be known in the White House? And do you think it's something that Donald Trump will bring up?
I can't be... can't predict President Trump, you know, in those diplomatic appearances. I think he likes to build relations, and he likes to project that relations are close, and you know, he's less interested, I think, in public friction. It's very rare, although it's notable when it does happen. So it would be hard to predict. However, I would say there will be some resentment in the U.S. administration for allies and partners that would cite that kind of argument, citing international law and so on. I think in President Trump's view, if anything, he's enforcing some international security norms here and trying to do something that will improve security, not just for the Middle East, but for Europe.
Joel Rayburn, former United States Army officer, former diplomat, historian, and of course, U.S. Special Envoy for Syria there. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.